Hello everyone and welcome to a new Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the Markham 6 Hydrotherapy with Display Male Enhancement Water Penis Pump from Best Vibe. So even though it doesn't mention it on the website, this is three toys in one, essentially. It's a penis pump, so if you're just looking to pump your penis, you can use this. It's a perfectly functional penis pump. It also has a water massage, like they call it hydrotherapy. Basically, I can just show you. Let me just look. There's a fan at the bottom of this. It may be hard to see. I'll turn it on. It makes the water, you know, make like a little water vortex, and you can put your penis in it and let the water swoosh over your penis, and it's pleasant. It feels nice. It feels, you know, but it's like a back rub. Are you ever going to get a back rub that's so amazing that you just jizz in your pants? Probably not. It doesn't mean back rubs are painful or not pleasant or not even erotic, but you're never going to have an orgasm from a back rub, no matter how good it feels. And this hydrotherapy little vortex of water, it feels good, it feels pleasant, but it's not going to make you come. So it's kind of like, who cares? Like, you know, when you buy a sex toy, let's be real here, you're buying a toy to masturbate with. You want to bust a nut. You know, you don't want like a ball fondler just like fondles your balls and that's it, because who cares? Like, you're never going to find a satisfaction just having your balls fondled. So the hydrotherapy thing is kind of meh. But, you know, if you like sticking your dick into, like, I don't know, vacuum cleaners and pool filters and feel like the suction and that feels good for you, you can simulate some of that with this. And that's kind of like what this toy is on top of that. The third thing this toy is essentially a pocket pussy that has a really, really, like, tightness going on. So it comes with this. This is just a straight-up pocket pussy. And you could use this just like a pocket pussy. You don't need the penis pump to use this. You can just jerk off with this. But it has this lip, this really thick lip that goes over the penis pump, so that when you put the pocket pussy down into the penis pump, the lip goes over the top and seals it. And then when you turn on the suction, it makes the pocket pussy super tight. The suction basically sucks everything up. It makes this pocket pussy super tight, and it's like the tightest shit you've ever used. So that's the third thing this toy does. So basically, you're getting three toys in one. You're getting a fully functional penis pump, you're getting a hydrotherapy penis water swirly thing that feels pleasant but it's not going to make you cum or anything, and then you have the pocket pussy that the penis pump makes super tight. Now, I've reviewed other penis pumps that have a pocket pussy built into them, but usually the pocket pussy is really thin and kind of nothing to write home about. This is a thick, robust, fully functional pocket pussy on its own. You don't have to use this with anything. The other thing this toy has, it has three different kind of caps. Now, one of them has a hard plastic ring that almost snaps into the toy, but I don't recommend using this because it's going to make it really hard to put the pocket pussy in the toy if you use this cap with the hard plastic ring, because it is a bitch to take out. You basically have to use pliers to get the plastic cap off. The other two caps just fit over the top and have a thick lip similar to the pocket pussy, and I recommend using these. See, they just fit right over. And they just add a little divot with a slit in it, so that when you stick your dick in, it maintains an airtight seal. That's the only purpose of these caps. You don't want to break the seal, you know, if you're using this as a penis pump. And the two caps are essentially for how girthy you are. One of them is slightly wider, and that's about it. So if you're a little bit on the girthier side, you could use the more girthy cap. If you're a little bit on the average to, you know, skinny side, you could use the other cap. The plastic cap is kind of like the skinnier normal size, but it has this really hard, rigid plastic cap. So if you're like really skinny, this basically narrows it even further. So basically you have, for, you know, your small guys, and let's be honest here, who's using a penis pump? If you're like on the girthier, longer side, you're probably not using a penis pump in the first place. So if you're on the smaller, skinnier side, you have this. This is like your small, and then you got your medium, and you got your large, depending on how girthy and long you are. And those are your three caps. And the Let me just show you how the toy works. So there's four buttons. You have a power button. You have the fan, which when you fill it with water, it activates a little vortex. Then you have the suction, which is the little tornado button. And you have a pause button. So, you know, if it's getting a little bit too intense, you can pause the suction. And what's cool, it has a really... let me see if I can get this on camera. It's got a lot of information on this screen. You can see how much battery you have left. You can see what mode it's on. You can see the suction. You can see the time. And the time is important because when using a penis pump, you don't want to use it for too long. So let's say you want to use it for 10 minutes. You have a timer here. You can set it for that. So let me just show you the fan. So I turn the fan on. And you can't see it with the camera. But if I turn it off, well... So it has low, medium, high, super high, and it keeps going higher, and then it goes low again. But let me pause it so you can see the fan blades. See that? So, yeah, it's just a little fan at the bottom of this channel, and you can hear it. And all it does is it makes the water make like a little water vortex. So that's one function. And let me put this, I don't know if I could put this in with the gloves. It's kind of a pain in the ass. All right, so that's about as far as I could get the pocket pussy into the toy just using my hands. Luckily, once you get it in where it's enough where it'll seal it, you can actually turn on the penis pump and it'll suck the insert in. So I'm gonna turn it on. All right, we're gonna activate the pump. All right, and it should suck it in. There you go. See it sucking in? Now, it's not creating a seal yet. I'm just trying to get it down into the toy. Come on. So the thing is once it gets in there, you'll see what I'm talking about. But this is kind of a pain in the ass to get the pocket pussy in. And the downside is once you come in it, you're going to want to take it out to clean it. And you're going to have to go through this kind of rigmarole to get the pocket pussy into the toy every time, which is kind of annoying. All right, is it in enough? Or can I create a seal and have it? No. Oh, there we go. Okay, there we go. Now it's going in. Sorry, you didn't really see that. Okay, let me try to get the lip over. All right, get the lip over. Okay, it's trying to suck the lip in. There we go. Okay, are we good? We good? Yeah, all right. So, here, let me pause it. You'll see it retract. Or maybe not. Or maybe if I close it. No, can't really. I'm trying to demonstrate the suction. But. Oh, okay, it's sucking my finger in. There you go. So you can see it sucked my finger in until the seal was broken. And then it let it go. So anyway, the way this works is the suction makes the pocket pussy tighten, like a lot. Like it doesn't want to let my finger go. Look, you hear it. You hear the air? It created a seal. It didn't want to let my finger go. So that's how the penis pump works with the pocket pussy. Again, you just have to put the lip over the edge. And then it'll make it tight, and it'll suck your dick in, and it won't want to let it go. But then, if it gets too tight, you just hit the pause button, and there you go. So that's how this works as a sex toy. There's also a measurement gauge on the penis pump, so you can gauge, like, how the penis pump is working, if it's making your dick longer. Now, just so you know, I've reviewed these before, and I've actually used them as a penis pump just to see if they actually work. They do make your flaccid penis longer. The problem is when you get an erection, your penis goes back to normal size. So let's say you were like 6 inches before, and then you stretch your dick out. So now your dick is like 25% longer when it's flaccid. When you get an erection, your hard dick is going to be 6 inches again. All that additional length is going to get transferred into girth. So you're going to have like this thick soda can boner, because all that additional length from you stretching your dick will just get transferred into girth when you get an erection. I've been told that if you use it for long enough, your erection will also get longer, but I only used it for like a week or so just to see if it works at all. And it basically is this there to make your flaccid penis look bigger, but once you get an erection, you just get a soda can dick. So, it, you know, your mileage may vary if you're into this sort of thing. But as a sex toy, this is great if you're looking for a really tight kind of, you know, sucking toy. And the thing is I've used a lot of toys that have a sucking feature, but they tend to be pretty weak. But penis pumps, because it's basically what they do, they basically deliver. So this toy will suck much harder and more aggressively than most toys that have a simple suction feature built into it. And it does have a pause button, so if you need the suction to stop, you can pause it and turn it off. So that doesn't like rip your dick off or anything. What I'm exaggerating, but you see what I'm talking about. Now, last thing, you cannot have the suction and the fan going at the same time. So you could turn it on, you know, and you can have the fan going, or you can have the suction going. Let me turn the suction on. Oh, see how it won't, like I'm hitting the suction button and nothing's happening, right? You have to turn. The suction will not work as long as the fan's on. So the fan's going. Now you can't see anything because there's no water in it. Now once I turn the fan off, then the suction will work. See? So you can't use both. So unfortunately, there's a lot of toys that are like two or three toys in one, but usually you can combine the toys. So if a toy like thrusts and spins and sucks and all that stuff, you could usually use them in tandem, which makes the sum greater than its parts. But unfortunately for this toy, you can't use both features at once. So if you put water in this and you want to have like a vortex, but you also want it to suck, and it doesn't work that way. It can either have the little water therapy vortex, or it can suck. And you can, again, you can use it as a penis pump by using one of these caps, or you can use the sex toy by using the pocket pussy. The problem is, again, once you come in it, it's kind of a pain in the ass to get the pocket pussy out. Well, I guess it's not that much of a pain in the ass, but it's kind of a pain in the ass to get it back in. Once you take it out, you can turn it inside out, clean it like any other pocket pussy. So other than the setup, like if you want to use this as a pocket pussy, getting this thing in there and using the suction to get it down there, you saw that that was quite a little labor. So the setup is kind of a pain in the ass. It would have been nice if this was a little bit easier to set up, but unfortunately, no. Now this blue part can come off. So what you could do is you could potentially pull it from the other side. So this blue part does come out. So what you could do is you could stick the pocket pussy in and you could pull from the other side. I don't think that's quicker, but it's different. Or you could just use the suction from the toy to suck the toy in once it's aligned. It's up to you. All right. The other thing is it charges via a proprietary magnetic charger, which is fine, but I prefer USB-C. But maybe they were worried about like handling the water, so they made it magnetic. That way it could be waterproof. Who knows? I'm gonna go with that though. Anyway, okay, so as a penis pump, I'm sure this works perfectly fine. As a hydrotherapy penis water swisher thing, I'm sure this works perfectly fine. Although I don't see the point of that sort of a toy, because while it feels pleasant, it doesn't feel like, you know, it's not gonna make you cum, so what's the point? The pocket pussy thing is great. It feels really tight, but it's a pain in the ass to kind of set up. And, you know, after you clean it, you got to take the insert out, you got to clean it, then you got to put it back in. It's kind of a pain in the ass. If this were easier to take in and out, that would be much better, but it's not. It's kind of a chore. Other than that, though, this is a fine toy. Now, as far as price goes, it's $89.99. I do have a coupon code, but it's nearly $100. So, as far as a toy goes, this is pretty expensive for what it is, because at the end of the day, if you're using this just to masturbate, it's essentially just a pocket pussy with a extreme tightening feature. For $100, that's pretty expensive. Now, if you're in the market for a penis pump, or if you're really into hydrotherapy for your penis, then this might be worth it. You know, if you're actually going to use the other features of this toy, if you're going to use this as a penis pump, as a hydrotherapy penis washer, and as a tightening pocket pussy, if you're going to use all three of the features, $90 isn't a bad price. If you're only going to use this as the tightening pocket pussy, and you're not going to use this as a penis pump or for the hydrotherapy. This is a little bit expensive for what it is. So just be aware, if you're not going to use it for all of its features, it may not be worth it to you. However, the coupon code that I have is good for the whole site. So if this toy doesn't interest you, there are plenty of other toys on the Best 5 website that may interest you. You'll still save some money. So whether it's this toy, whether it's another toy, but again, $90 is fine if you're going to use this as a penis pump or for the hydrotherapy in addition as a sex toy. As a sex toy alone, I think it's a little bit overpriced if you're only going to use it for that function. But that's all I have to say. Thank you, Best 5, for sending me this toy. I did like it. This does work. It's just, all it does is tighten. It doesn't spin, doesn't, you know, rotate, doesn't thrust, and it's $100. So again, if you're only going to use this as a masturbatory device, probably a little bit too expensive. But if you're going to use it as a penis pump, a hydrotherapy, penis washer, and a sex toy, then $90 is a pretty fair price. But just ask yourself, what are you going to use this for? And make sure you're getting your money's worth out of this toy. And if not, use my coupon code and get something else from the Best 5 website. They have plenty of excellent toys, which I've reviewed in the past. So thank you, Best 5, for sending this toy. Remember the coupon code, good for the whole site. Thank you, everyone, for watching. This is Turd Flingy Monkey, and I'll see you next time.